Hey, welcome to DC On Screen. I'm David C. Robertson. This is my co-host, Jason.
Hello.
All right, guys, this is our weekly news episode. There's not a huge amount here, so we're just going to ramble on through it. Before we get into movie and television news, there was a YouTube channel called Mr. Sunday Movies that put out a Batman movie kill count supercut. Did you see this, Jason?
I did not.
It's actually pretty fun. It's got Michael Keaton. They've cut it together really well. It's Michael Keaton sitting down at the Bat computer, watching a DVD of the Batman movie, Kill Count Supercut, and they keep kind of cutting back to as Batman wantonly kills throughout the number of movies that we've had. I think it's 9 movies.
It happens a lot.
Yeah, he's judging himself. A condensed version of this, I totally recommend you go check out this supercut. It's real fun. Mm-hmm. We're looking at like the Burton films. There are 20 Batman, or there are 20 kills. Batman Forever had 9 kills, and the Dark Knight trilogy had 15 kills. And the Adam West movie from the 60s had 1 kill, which brings it to 45 kills for Batman in the movies. For a character that doesn't kill.
Tragically low, though, considering a lot of the like property damage in the Nolan trilogy.
Right. They only counted the ones that, you know, we could actually directly see that Batman was responsible for.
Right. Confirmed cases of death. But, I mean, that subway crash alone should have been worth 45.
Yeah, probably.
Including that poor guy who was shouting the whole time.
One of my favorite bits, though, is they have one of the most contentious for us is the Batman Begins, when Batman tells Ra's al Ghul, "I don't have to kill you, I won't kill you, but I don't have to save you." Mm-hmm. They actually cut back to Keaton, who's like really judging himself.
Come on, we can do better than that.
Yeah. Speaking of the Burton movies, this is one more piece of kind of non-current movie news, but apparently Pierce Brosnan, and it's not clear, Pierce Brosnan either turned down or got turned down.
Right.
The Tim Burton Batman.
But it's so amorphous right now that I could claim the same thing.
He doesn't seems know who to did believe, what. Right. He seems to believe that he was turned down because he flippantly told Tim Burton, "Any guy who wears his underpants outside his trousers cannot be taken seriously."
Oh, Pierce, where are you now, bitch?
Right. Now, to be fair, though, in a Reddit AMA last year, mm-hmm. he did talk about how he grew up loving Batman. Mm-hmm. He described how he and his buddies would you know, put their raincoats around their necks and swing through the bicycle shed. And he also said in a recent interview that the any guy who wears underpants comment, he says, mm-hmm. "That was my foolish take on it. It was a joke, I thought. But how wrong was I?"
Well, all right. At least he accepts it.
All right. On to movie news. Mm-hmm. not a lot going on. Viola Davis, who is playing Amanda Waller, said she was blown away by the Suicide Squad trailer. She says that she thinks David Ayer is a magician.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, she is signed on.
That's confusing.
For 3 movies.
Does that mean she was on set? It didn't look anywhere near that good. She thought this was going to be a complete piece of shit. She saw the trailer. Oh, I might be in a good film.
The only movies that look just actually worse than it does when you're actually there are the ones that we make on YouTube.
Oh, that's fair.
I've been on movie sets. I've been an extra in a number of movies, and it looks like crap. And then you actually see the film, and you're like, oh, that looks good.
Yeah, but this is what she does for a living. This shouldn't be that surprising for her. It's not like, I mean, this isn't her first role.
I know.
Teaching people how to commit murder, I think, on ABC or something like that.
Well, it's ABC.
Is it ABC?
She sees a normal, a normal recording situation. Then when she watches ABC, she sees that white sheen they have on all of their shows. She's like, this doesn't look nearly as good.
She was confused about how he shot without the sheen. That's what it was.
Right. But she signed on for 3 movies, and we don't know what those 3 movies are, if they're going to be Suicide Squad sequels or what. But, yeah, Amanda Waller is going to be around for two more movies.
I'm still thinking there's going to be a Suicide Squad sequel if it does as well as it's pitching right now. Because, I mean, the trailer has more views than the BVS trailer, for God's sake.
Yeah. Speaking of the Suicide Squad sequel, which hasn't been officially announced, but Henry Cavill...
Or even unofficially announced.
Right. Henry Cavill said that he will not show up in the Suicide Squad movie, but he might show up in a sequel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cagey bastard.
I know. Speaking of Suicide Squad yet again, mm-hmm. Suicide Squad is officially wrapped.
Yay!
They're done filming.
No more set leaks.
Yeah. That was my take on it. Like, I was just happy that there weren't going to be any more set photos.
Right.
And I don't think we mentioned it.
It was way too many. I was starting to be able to get kind of a decent grasp on what might be happening in the film, and that's not as fun. I mean, I like to know casting stuff. I don't want to know the actual plot until I get there.
Right. I don't think we mentioned it, but apparently all the Suicide Squad members actually tattooed each other.
Right. Right.
Did you see this? SK Wad or something?
Yeah.
Squad.
I think it's SKWAD. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was kind of cute.
Yeah, it was. It was.
So last week, we talked about how George Miller might be doing Man of Steel 2.
Hmm.
Man of Steel 2 has now officially been put on permanent hold by Warner Brothers. So probably not going to be doing that. I mean, they're kind of looking to see what Batman v Superman does.
Yeah.
And
they want to make sure. And the funny part is they've seen the film now. And that's what's weird about them canceling Man of Steel. They gave Batman 3 films and then canceled his second one after they watched this one.
Yeah.
He can't be that uncompelling in the film. He just can't be.
I don't know. God. Well, I mean, most of Superman's villains, his good villains, you're gonna want to see it with Justice League. You're gonna see Brainiac with Justice League.
Right.
You don't want to see. Yeah. There's not really a point for
even
a Man
Luthor's
of Steel
a lot of fun when he takes on the whole team.
And by the way, Man of Steel 2. No, you call it Man of Tomorrow.
Yeah, that'd be good. I was torn. Like, it really is as though they watched that thing and thought, why didn't we do the Batman to begin with? Like, what the hell was wrong with us? But
I
suppose maybe it's a money thing for now? I don't know. I also wondered if it was just that one of the executives somewhere caught wind that they were thinking about George Miller and thought, this thing's clearly gone off the rails. Shut it the fuck down.
Right. I don't know. I mean, George Miller is a pretty, especially after Fury Road, it did really good numbers. So,
I don't understand.
Yeah. All right. So, speaking of Batman v Superman, Jesse Eisenberg is saying Lex Luthor is a dialogue-driven character. To that, I say, duh.
He's not going to punch his way through the film.
Right? I mean,
he's a manipulative little prick. That's why we love him.
Thanks for the update, Jesse.
Right.
And Gal Gadot has officially arrived in London to film Wonder Woman.
Oh, good.
So that's actually happening now. Good, isn't that good, weird?
Good. Isn't that nice, though?
Favorite bit of movie news, and it's not really news. It's just Nathan Fillion. God bless him.
Ah, yes.
Nathan Fillion, our own Captain Malcolm Reynolds of Firefly and Serenity.
A man always after my own heart.
Or as most people will know him, Castle.
Mm-hmm. He's good in Castle. I couldn't get through the series.
Or Captain Hammer.
Captain Hammer.
He wants to play Booster Gold.
Yes!
He either wants to play Booster Gold or Ambush Bug, he says.
Either damn way. I mean,
yeah. I mean,
if he's Ambush Bug, just imagine him in that crazy get-up, like, leering at a sock.
For those who don't know, Ambush Bug is very much like before they revamped Harley to be that,
mm-hmm.
he was almost the DC version of Deadpool. Like he's a fourth wall character. He understands right. that he's a comic book character or a movie character or a cartoon character, and his arch nemesis is a sentient sock.
Mm-hmm.
So
go find that.
I would love to see Nathan Fillion as Booster Gold, but I still kind of really want to see Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson do Blue Beetle and Booster.
I know. But if they continued that way, we talked about, imagine Booster Gold with like Alan Tudyk as the voice of Skeets.
That would be amazing. That would sell me on it.
Yeah,
for sure.
I don't know. Even
all right.
Even just actually Ted Kord, you'd have to dye his hair. He might be able to do it though.
Yeah.
He did Alpha. I know it can be scary. Yeah. I know it can be serious. Even laconic once in flight school.
It'd be funny if they cast Nathan Fillion as Blue Beetle
be
and
great.
Alan Tudyk as Booster Gold.
How jealous would he be?
I know. But they'd have a lot of fun. I don't think he'd mind too much.
No, no. They would go trade costumes at some point just to see.
All right, over to television news. Ben McKenzie says he knows when Batman will appear on Gotham. And spoiler alert, he says it's going to be the last scene of the last episode.
Ever?
Ever.
Good. That's they swore that would be the case like a couple of years ago when they were talking about this idea. They swore like the last thing you'd see would be that little cape. And then
I don't like that. I kind of hope Gotham starts. I kind of hope that Gotham really starts failing in ratings, mm-hmm. and they just pull something out of their ass and be like, "Okay, time to introduce Batman and jump ahead like 15, 20 years."
Well, see, I thought they got nervous this last year. It almost I don't know. It seemed like the plan was to just actually do the prequel to the Bat, and then they started pulling in more and more stuff about like the Bat Cave. Almost seemed like, come on, it's too much fun not to play with. So they could not play with that toy. I don't know.
Yeah,
I didn't know if it was nervousness
way.
Or just pure I don't know, silly passion, whatever.
Yeah. Speaking of that Bat Cave, though, mm-hmm. they released a picture of it, and it looks mm-hmm. a lot more like a basement. And David Mazzal, Bruce Wayne, says it changes how he sees Alfred, the criminal side of Gotham, even how he sees his parents. This isn't the lair some might imagine it to be. It's definitely not the Batcave. What is down there are clues to Thomas Wayne's secret life and what he was trying to do before being killed. The picture, it really does. It just looks like a dusty church basement or something.
Excellent. Hey, that works. If you're going to do a prequel, why put a Batcave in, I guess. Although I was getting really attached to, you know, the idea of him coming in there and finding a proto-bat suit and, like, Alfred suiting up for a second.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a fun dream.
Gonna happen. All right, over to Arrow News.
Mm-hmm.
We have, effectively broken away from the alphabetical structure, I guess, of our news.
Which
they are saying,
never existed.
And, right. It didn't.
Uh-huh.
Wendy Miracle is saying... And this is a thing that's happened a lot now that really annoys me, but whatever. Wendy Miracle is reporting that she's seen the first trailer for the season 4 of Arrow, and that it will break the internet. She's saying it's going to break the internet. Why does everything have to break the internet? Nothing ever breaks the internet.
Yeah, it's one of those phrases, man.
I know. It's so dumb. I hate it.
And if Kim didn't send that thing... flying over a shark, nothing will. So, dude, we're going to have to live with it.
She's also saying, she said this, I think, a couple of weeks ago. I can't remember if we even mentioned it, but she says that Diggle officially won't be Guardian.
Yeah, I think they mentioned that already. I was already just 99.5% sure about it myself.
Yeah.
And
now,
what I'll call preseason, you know, it just I wasn't digging it. They're gonna make up something. My vote is still they make up a new character for him.
Yeah. Now, some of our listeners might have heard or might have seen this floating around the internet. Will Batman show up on Arrow?
No.
Yeah, the very short answer is no. Stephen Amell, I mean, they're saying never say never and stuff like that, but Stephen Amell apparently keeps, God bless Stephen Amell, mm-hmm. keeps going to the DC bosses and saying he wants a Batman crossover. And his point is, well, you've got an Ezra Miller Flash and a Grant Gustin Flash. People can accept Batman on our show.
He was pissed about that when it happened, but now he's going to try to use it against him. Good for him.
Of course he is, because he's our man.
He is our man.
He's our man behind the scenes.
You got to imagine that, like, Jeff Johns is getting tired of getting Amell's phone calls. I know that bastard has his number, and he's dialing it.
Is the person that Stephen Amell names as being the person who doesn't want it is someone named Diane something. I can't remember exactly what it is, but she says she doesn't want there to be too much unnecessary character overlap.
Okay, well, the question being raised is, why was Flash necessary?
I know, right?
What up,
just
Diane?
Just a little side note.
Diane is my new enemy, by the way. I've decided this now.
That's fair. I'm going to have to go back and look at that article and send it to you so you'll know her full name and title.
It's almost better. It's almost better just to hate a Diane out somewhere out in the world behind some desk that I've never seen.
For anyone who is interested, we sort of kept up with it. Stephen Amell won SummerSlam against Stardust.
Yeah, he did. Apparently had a great time.
Yeah.
I actually did watch the clip of him winning. He did seem to really enjoy himself. He's tired.
Yeah.
God, he was beat.
He was. I saw a thing where he was talking about all of his bruises and him telling his wife that it was totally worth it.
Oh yeah, yeah. Now I'll give him this, that, you know, that thing's, wrestling's fake as all hell and rather silly, but, you know, hey, we're doing a DC Comics podcast. I'm not judging.
Right.
Those people are in shape, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, take totally. A look at Amell, I mean, as he is, and he looks tiny compared to a lot of them.
Yeah. Wendy Miracle, once again, she's kind of coming out saying some stuff. She said, Laurel is fully arrived as Black Canary. When we come back, there is no more learning curve. Okay.
So she can act now?
I'll be the judge of that.
Oh, good job trying to set the tone there, lady. But no thank you. No thank you. We'll take a look first.
Now, there's a really cool, over to The Flash, there's a really cool promo from Australia. The Australia affiliate Fox 8 is showing a promo of it's Barry, and he's got blue lightning in his eye, and he goes running, and it's like blue lightning across the United States and then around the world to make the Flash symbol.
Mm-hmm.
There's not much more to it than that.
That is something I would do if I were The Flash, just every now and then for the hell of it.
Sure, sure. And casting announcements keep on coming. Violet Bean.
With The Flash, by the way.
Okay, what's up?
Just a quick yes or no on this one, I suppose. Do you eventually want to see Black Racer?
Yes.
Okay. I mean,
why the hell not?
I thought it'd be a lot of fun, especially if we get a bunch of, you know, Flashes running around, a bunch of speedsters running around to have, you know, the death toll in the background. That'd be kind of cool.
Right.
I'm just curious.
And funny you bring that up. Violet Bean has been cast as Jesse Chambers, or rather, Jesse Quick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For you guys that don't know, Jesse Quick is being touted as a brilliant but quirky college student who gets caught up in the battle between The Flash and Zoom. Now, in the comics,
like a fun place to be.
I know. In the comics, she was the daughter of Liberty Bell and Johnny Quick, and Jeff Johns loves the hell out of her. She played a huge role in Jeff Johns' runs on The Flash and JSA.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he loves him some Jesse Quick. And let's see, Demord Barnes from The Unit, apparently, will be on season 2 as Henry Hewitt.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Firestorm villain named Tokamak.
Right.
He's a charming but cocky scientist who was affected by the same particle accelerator explosion that created The Flash. Caitlin will eventually recruit him to work with them in the famous laboratory of Star Labs, where he begins to fulfill his destiny as a powerful metahuman.
Yeah, it sounds. You knew we weren't going to be done with like the runoff on that.
Yeah,
there were going to be more particle accelerator explosion babies.
Yeah, sure, sure. Why would they stop?
I mean, keep
it's the it's the kryptonite meteors of this show,
right? Imagine, God, I mean, if it doesn't, if Gotham 2 doesn't, you know, fall on its face or implode from sheer density of villainy, imagine what they'll do. What the rest of the shows might do. I mean, good God.
Yeah. Speaking of the rest of the shows,
all of them.
Hawkman has been confirmed as a regular for Legends of Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
He's not just going to be a cameo guy popping in here and there. He's going to be a regular now.
Yeah, it seemed like they got just more and more attached to that as they went.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah, fine. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they finally got like Hawkgirl and Hawkman on screen and thought, man, those two do look good together. Let's do something.
Yeah. So over to Supergirl.
Mm-hmm.
And this is our last bit of news as far as I know. There's a Supergirl trailer. It's called Supergirl, Her Story. It looks like it's a very condensed pilot. I don't know. Doesn't make me want to watch it anymore.
No, but nothing was going to make you want to watch it anymore.
I know. And then in the trailer, they're touting this, you know, this dude going, on my world, women kneel before men. They're going, this is not your world. They're really attached to that whole outlook for the show, I think.
Yeah, they're going to start with it at least. I understand hitting that beat. I just, you know, don't spend too much time there. Come on now.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll end up feeling like a very reactionary character, and it doesn't have to be. It can just be a perfectly good character. Go write it.
Yeah. Now, I'm not sure I actually did want to ask you about something and just see what you thought.
Mm-hmm.
This is, you know, potential spoiler rumor news, but it's been everywhere, and literally everywhere. Like, I can't get away from it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of this notion that Jason Todd is the Joker? People have noticed that there are like bullet holes in the shoulders of the Robin costume, and in that now infamous shot of the Joker that we got a few months ago, it appears that there are bullet wounds in the same places. There is precedent for it.
Is that what it was? Is that what they? I never looked into what they were using to tie it together.
There's that, and the fact that he's got the Robin tattoo on his shoulder, on his arm, I mean, on his bicep. There is an idea that because they did, you know, Tim Drake became the Joker in the DCAU. Mm-hmm. Dick Grayson became the Joker in The Dark Knight Strikes Again, the second Frank Miller graphic novel.
Yeah.
Or the sequel to Dark Knight Returns. What's coming up against it, though, is that Jared Leto is approximately 2 years younger than Ben Affleck in real life.
Well,
but he doesn't look it. He does not look it.
No, he sure as hell doesn't. Like, he could play it. He could play it much younger if he wanted to. And they're pulling Ben up too, so he's gonna look. Well, I don't know. I say that they're basically gonna let Ben Affleck look his real age.
Right.
They're not gonna movie him up in any capacity. So he's gonna look his real age, and Leto, whatever, is gonna continue looking, you know, timeless. I don't know. It could get behind it. I think I've already said I don't particularly care who Robin ends up being or what Robin's story is in this thing. I'm not if that's Dick Grayson and he's gone, fine. If it was Jason Todd and now he's the Joker, fine. It'll amuse me that the Joker has a name and it's Jason. that'll be a night. I don't know. It'll be fun. I don't really care too much. It's just going to come down to how well do you write it. They can sell me on anything so far that I've heard, if they do it well.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm not going to say it's going to be a deal breaker for me if this turns out to be true.
Mm-hmm.
I will say it hurts if it's true. I don't want it to be true. And I don't want it to be true because if it's Dick Grayson in the role of Joker, I mourn the loss of Nightwing. Because Nightwing is a really great character. Dick Grayson as Nightwing is a really great character.
Right.
If it's Jason Todd, I mourn the loss of Red Hood. Because, again, really great character.
Right.
I didn't need him to be the Joker.
That's the problem.
And
I'll
feel like it was...
You can't switch him back and forth anymore. If you make him Jason Todd, that takes out Red Hood. Don't get me wrong. There can be another Red Hood, I suppose. But if you made it that, then now you can't have a story where the Joker, a few movies in, gets on the protagonist side of things, and now he's Red Hood. Because now I've lost the Joker. There's no win.
Right. Like, if they were smart, they would wind up doing a Suicide Squad. Because Suicide Squad is going to make bank. It just is. You look at the numbers for the trailer, it's going to make bank.
Yeah, you could already
do a Suicide Squad 2
out of that account.
Right. They do a Suicide Squad 2. They have Red Hood a part of that. They found him. He's been running around Gotham going nuts. Okay, cool. You spin off that into Red Hood and the Outlaws. There are huge Jason Todd fans out there, huge Red Hood and the Outlaw fans out there.
I know.
There are huge Nightwing fans out there. You could spin off both of those characters into their own properties, and everyone would go batshit crazy, no pun intended.
I know. But apparently the bar is not even close to that high, because Superman can't even get a second film these days.
Now, here's an interesting sub-rumor that I've heard, and I'm not, I don't know if this is true. We don't have confirmation on this, but they're talking about that that is Dick Grayson's grave, but
that shot
he's
from like
not,
2 years ago?
But he's not actually dead. They think that Clint Eastwood's kid, Scott Eastwood in the Suicide Squad, might actually be Dick Grayson's secret agent.
So an identity change?
Well, I mean, he became a secret agent in the comics for a while.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He stopped being Nightwing and became like a spy. And the spy genre is doing really well right now. It's probably trending up. Like, that was like the number two genre of this year. It was like superhero movies and then spy right behind it. So if you mix those two and have like the original Robin as a spy, shit, man. It's got source material precedent. We can't really bitch about it.
No, it does have source material precedent.
And I can't really bitch about Clint Eastwood's boy being Nightwing, man.
No, it's Clint Eastwood's kid. So check. We've got pedigree. You have source material checked off. It could definitely sure as hell work. No, it'd be fun a few movies from now you find out that his supervising officer is Steve Trevor.
That'd be be good.
It will. He'll be sitting there like next to Johnny Peril or some bullshit, getting a lesson in something.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, of course, that's all rumor and conjecture. They haven't, you know, released who, to our knowledge, Joker is the Joker, and there's a dead Robin out there somewhere, and, you know,
All we really know is there's...
They have not said who's
still a Joker, and somewhere
playing.
There's a dead bird. That's it. That's all we got.
Yeah. They have not said who Scott Eastwood is playing, though, and I find that very interesting.
Yeah, it's strange. Which means it this late, it means it might be something a lot of fun, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I don't know. Has he been there filming the whole time, or has it just been this last wing of it, this last stretch?
He's been around. We've known he's been around, but he hasn't really been part of the main cast set picks or anything.
Think they're setting him up for future?
Oh, definitely. He's somebody. Like the rumors, you know, and conjecture, you know,
you didn't
goes
grab
between
an Eastwood for it not to be somebody. Right.
Right. It's going between, you know, like maybe he's Nightwing, maybe he's Deathstroke, maybe, you know, who knows? We don't know. But the rumor I enjoy is that he's Dick Grayson.
Okay. Oh, now I wondered this though. I meant to ask you if they're not going to use Nightwing or Red Hood in the movies. Well, since Diane doesn't want enough crossover. Couldn't they kind of show up and be your little surrogate Gotham counterpart in the Arrowverse?
They could, but it's one of those things where, like, I would feel cheated somehow. Not because I didn't get to see Batman, because I want to see Nightwing with Batman.
Okay, but say it's Red Hood.
I know. And I don't know whatever happened. TNT was going to do, or Spike, or whatever it was going to do a Titans show that had Nightwing in it, like, featured heavily. He was going to be the leader. I don't know what happened to that. Like, they just stopped talking about it. So I'm getting the feeling that Diane went in and said,
when
hey,
was
character
it didn't
overlap.
Show up as Young Justice by any chance, did it? By the time
no,
they were done?
It wasn't going to be. Yeah, no. This was going to be like a live action show, like Arrow and the Flash. Like, this was.
Okay.
But this was going to be outside of that continuity, and it was going to be. It was just going to be Titans. It was iteration of Teen Titans to some degree. But they couldn't have Cyborg, of course, because Cyborg is now in the Justice League. So yeah, there's a true big piece out of the Titans. And I don't know whatever happened to the show. I really don't. Unless they just came in and said, well, hey, we want to use Nightwing for the movies or something. Or these certain characters for the movies. And then they were like, well, there's no point in doing a Titans show. No one wants to watch Beast Boy run around by himself. So
he's running around with Raven or something. He'll be all right. He's still got friends.
Right. We can use Starfire, right?
Right.
Hopefully, dear Jesus, let this be true. Someone said, oh, no, you can't use Starfire because we're planning a Red Hood and the Outlaws movie. Oh, my God, dude. Maybe that's why they wrote Roy off.
Oh, yeah, they're trying to put him somewhere else. He's going to be the one that crosses over.
I don't think that's the case. I don't think
that's
the case. But
I don't know what he's doing right now. And part of me honestly hoped that, like, you remember the shot at the end of Flash this year where he's like under a car and he's working on something? I kind of wanted the car to fall on his arm. If he comes back, I want him to come back with shit, sans an arm.
Oh, I did think I didn't think it was enough news. Mm-hmm. I just figured I'd remember it, and I did.
Yeah,
Guggenheim did say that Roy is going to be coming back to some degree, but he's going to have a different title. He's not going to be Arsenal anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, there's your Nightwing, sir.
I don't want him to be Nightwing.
You sure? It'd be a lot of fun.
No. Aww. Now, if we could have, I would give up Nightwing in the movies if I could have, like, a proper, like, if Roy went off and, like, became friends with Dick Grayson and they started up the Titans, and just kind of come in every once in a while on Arrow and the Flash and Legends, sure, let's do that.
Yeah, of course.
Of course, I actually do want to see Nightwing with Batman, so again, I'm torn.
I know.
If we
off every idea we thought would be just hilarious to do, though, CW would just do nothing but air team-up shows.
I don't understand why they're not.
I know.
What do they got, Vampire Diaries? Supernatural?
Yeah, but
come
they're
on.
Doing pretty well
My
for
zombie?
What they're looking for. I mean, 3.5, 4.5, 5 million, they're good.
They're idiots. If I were in charge of that network, I'd be like, okay, you can wrap up Supernatural because it does have a lot of fans.
Mm-hmm.
Cancel all the other stupid shit. Like, iZombie? iZombie needs to go away
no,
and die.
The hell, sir. The hell.
You're saying you wouldn't trade an iZombie for a Nightwing series?
not now. Now that I've seen this, by the way, Our Zombie was something I even tried to convince convince you to maybe just do an episode about, but because it is technically in the, you know, well, it's not really. It's connected.
No, it's not.
I could roughly describe it as a DC property if I had to.
Very roughly, like it's not even in like Vertigo Constantine era. Like,
I know. There is paperwork though that said that would support me. Like it's an owned IP. I could say that. But not really part of the canon we normally talk about. It was good though. I was surprised. I was really surprised.
I don't want to watch some chick.
I would just kind of end up there anyway. And I enjoyed it. Now, honestly, what would happen though is I'd tune in for the Flash, and then I'd realize I was a couple of weeks behind on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., so I didn't really want to watch that. So I'm like, let's see what the hell this is. Ended up being fun.
Yeah. The way I understand it, she just walks around eating candy brains, like big, fluffy cartoon brains that give her insight into things. I don't want to. That's stupid.
You have
a
criminally altered perception of this concept. That is entirely not the show. That's a different problem, I suppose.
Okay.
Maybe one day
I'll convince you. Well, right now I've got too much like proper DC stuff to worry about.
Mm-hmm. And we're already worrying about like Lucifer, and I'm gonna have to.
And Lucifer's a stretch.
I know it's a little bit of a stretch, but
Lucifer's a stretch. But I'm holding out hope that there might be a John Constantine showing up.
Yeah. Now I've got enough work ahead of me trying to convince you to continue watching Supergirl.
Oh no, I'll continue. I'll watch Supergirl. I'll watch Supergirl for as long as it's on.
You already committed that far.
I'm committed to the podcast. That's what I'm committed
That's
to.
That's it? Okay.
I'm committed to the podcast.
I didn't know if it'd just be the train wreck, you know, mentality or what.
No.
Rubbernecking it.
I care about this show, mm-hmm. and I don't care about Supergirl so far.
Right.
They're gonna have to work for it and make me care, because I love Supergirl. Mm-hmm. I love the character.
Mm-hmm.
So far, I'm not seeing her. I'm seeing the devil wears tights.
The most important person in the entire DC universe, if you go through the crisis, other than maybe Hayden.
This is the devil wears a red skirt. This is what the
right.
Like, I expect Anne Hathaway and Glenn Close to show up at any given moment.
Right.
So not digging what I've seen so far of Supergirl, but I will watch it and tear it apart if I need to. I don't know.
Yeah, I decided I would. It'll be just deliberate. That's all it's going to be, is a deliberate, forceful act on my own part. But I'm going to be wildly optimistic about that show when it airs.
Mm-hmm.
I can't.
What excites me about Supergirl is after we watch this,
mm-hmm.
Smallville is going to seem so good to you. Because we've got Christopher White. He wants you to watch Smallville.
I know.
He very ardently wants you to watch Smallville.
I know.
Very, very much wants you to see that show.
I understand.
And he's not wrong. He made some good cases for it. Not only that John Schneider was the best representation of Pa Kent, but that Lex Luthor and Clark's was the best scene on screen since the animated series.
It doesn't sound bad. It's just, this is exactly what I've told him, is the show when it was pitched to me, because honestly, it was something that was airing. I never watched it. It was never on my radar when I was, I didn't have time, wasn't even there. I'd forgotten the show existed. Until you started pitching it again, and you flubbed it. Because you originally pitched it as, if you just make it through the first 7 seasons, it gets really good.
I did not say. I said the first 3 seasons.
No, you said like documented. 7 seasons.
No, man.
You said so many seasons. Like, I remember doing the math and saying that's like 100 hours of. I don't know. It was a lot of time.
No. It's the first 3 seasons. Mm-hmm. I've always said the first 3 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
My only qualm with season 4 is that Jensen Ackles is there, and I can't stand Jensen Ackles.
All right, fine.
But when I actually, and you know, spoiler alert, but I guess there is a light at the end of the tunnel here for you, mm-hmm. in this case.
Mm-hmm.
Like the episode, during the original run, the episode I just decided to stop watching on,
mm-hmm.
was the episode before Jensen Ackles' character died.
Yeah, you told me that. I do remember that. That you were pissed at yourself later when you went back and was like, I just made it through one more episode. It got good.
It got so good.
That's apparently, that's how I missed the Game of Thrones ship, apparently. Because I watched about the first, I don't know, 3 or 4 episodes, and it was just moving way too slow for me. Couldn't get it up for it. And then apparently the next episode, people just started dying. Oh,
yeah, okay. Like, that's why I told you, though, is like, if you make it through the first like 3 seasons,
mm-hmm.
like, you're going to be good. Not that the first 3 seasons aren't good, but they're not nearly as good as you would hope. I mean, I would say they're a little better than Arrow, though.
Yeah. Honestly, at this point. It'll probably, I'm sure it'll get watched at some point in my life, but I want to venture to say not in 2015. Yeah.
Well, if any of our listeners really want to see Jason watch Smallville and for us to give an honest to God review of it, let us know. Leave us some comments. I'm totally down for it.
You bastard.
I'm totally down for it. I'm sincerely hoping that with all the Earth 2 stuff going on in The Flash,
mm-hmm.
that we'll eventually make our way over to seeing Tom Welling as Superman. Eventually.
I guess maybe.
I'm not saying it'll happen. I'm just saying I'd like for it to.
No, the Arrow's had so much fun crossing over, especially if they want to be more fun this year. They want to be more outgoing. It's like the show's going from introvert to extrovert this year. Supposedly. We haven't seen it in action yet, and you know, we don't know when Felicity gets kidnapped and the whole thing falls down. But if they continue with this whole outgoing nature they've got going on recently, yeah, you're just going to see them like wrap up every universe that's ever existed.
Yeah, that would be real fun for me. I don't know. Like, hopefully Stephen Amell, with the power of the fans, will be able to, I don't know, dethrone this awful Diane woman and get someone else in there who realizes how truly valuable the multiverse is. And that we can understand that.
Yeah, somewhere like, though, there's an accountant saying, you're not wrong, but it is also truly expensive.
Yeah, I mean, you know, well, no, it's not really that expensive. And to be fair, I mean, their big fear is character overlap. Well, I mean, it's not like the 3 million, the 3 to 4 million people who are watching these shows on the CW every day or every week or whatever. They're not going to be really, you know, they are the people who understand multiverse.
I would venture to say that these are people that would, you know, they're down for it. I'll give her this, Diane. No one's
the
lapping
people who
over
go
with
to see
Smallville.
Batman v Superman are not going to care either way.
Well, yeah. I'm not going to get confused watching it. Like, if that's what they're confused, if that's what their worry is, then you know, settle down.
I mean, some
like,
of them will.
I can go watch BVS and then that universe and come back and watch another one. It'll be fine. I mean, when you're actually looking at a. Go grab any weekly right now. Just go to the comic book store, walk through there, and see how many different versions of the same character they've got on a monthly basis.
You know, this might be an actual instance of someone needing to go talk to Dan DiDio,
right?
Because I think this Diane woman needs to understand the loose continuity.
The
a
loose
little more.
Continuity, yeah. See, in the circle, well, you have the tightest. In the center, you have the. The epicenter, the tightest possible continuity.
Right, right.
And then it gets weirder from there. He's surreal. Dan DiDio's just smoking so much pot these days. I imagine him as like this laid back, freaking corduroys and sandals everyday professor at this point going, yeah, man, it's all good.
Right.
Everything because can exist. He really is. He's a lame version of Grant Morrison now.
Yeah, I want my superheroes plotted by a guy chilling out to Jimmy Buffett at any given point.
Right. Drinking a land shark.
It was funny as Dan DiDio is one of these guys that I'm sure that if he heard me say that, he'd be like, oh no man, I listened to Judas Priest.
Right.
I'm like, that's not better.
In which circle of continuity do you listen to Judas Priest, Dan? Is it the center circle or is it the outside circle? The one right.
Oh, I don't keep it restricted to that. I keep it loose. All right, I think that's going to do it for our news episode this week. We are DC On Screen. We are a proud member of the Giant Size Team Up Network. You can find us on iTunes. You can find us on Blog Talk Radio. DCOnScreen.com has every episode. I think all of these places have every episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher. If you want to go listen to a similar podcast about the Marvel Cinematic Universe, our friends Matt Carroll, Jeff Randall, they do the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. They are also part of the Giant Size Team Up Network, and they're good friends of ours. Go check them out.
Mm-hmm.
One more thing of note here. We are aware that the first episode of Vixen has dropped on CW Seed, but each episode is only 5 minutes long. And we're not really looking to waste your time with like 2 minute reviews of 5 minute episodes. We will be reviewing Vixen when the series closes out in a few weeks, when we can give you a full view of how we felt about it as a whole. Now, this is the second episode we've released for this week. We already released our Dark Knight Rises review earlier because we may or may not have a bonus episode coming out later this week. No promises, but I'm actually hoping we can get our schedules aligned to make that happen. At any rate, next week we'll have another news episode and we'll also be releasing DC Movies That Never Happened Part 3. So come on back next week, or just better yet, subscribe somewhere. It's going to be a lot of fun. So until then, keep some deep... I screwed that up, and I'm not going to cut it. Keep some DC on your screen. Nah, man, it's about relatability.
No, you're trying to be
real.
Yeah,
I'll probably cut it.
You're trying to be hunty, right?
Yeah, I'll probably cut it. Mm-hmm. Until I don't.
Yeah, cut it, and then don't cut the part about you deciding whether to cut it.
Right.
Right, because we learned from Christopher Nolan how to put together a narrative.
Right. Until next time, keep some DC on your screen, because more than likely, we will.
Won't be Smallville, but we will.
Yet. Jason.
Yes.
I want you to know.
Mm-hmm.
Xanadu.
Oh, God.